A stunning new report has revealed that hundreds of matches at the top level of European football were fixed. Amanda Davis has more now. Amanda.
Hi, Christy. Yeah, it's a major international investigation that's been carried out into football match fixing, and it's discovered corruption in 380 professional matches across Europe, including World Cup qualifiers, European Championship games, and two matches in European football's flagship event, the Champions League. The European Union police unit, Europol, have been holding a press conference on Monday morning in the Netherlands to present the findings of what's being described as the biggest investigation into match fixing ever held. They discovered 425 people involved, including match officials, club officials, and players from across 15 different countries. Names of clubs and individuals haven't yet been released because of criminal investigations. And the Europol director, Rob Wainwright, said that they will be in touch with the president of European football's governing body, UEFA, and described it as a sad day for European football.
At present, we are investigating 355 suspects from more than 15 countries. The chart shows you which places the suspects come from. By far, the most of them, of course, live in Germany. From November 2009 to date, we have issued 20 arrest warrants and 86 search warrants for flats and company premises in Germany, Switzerland, Slovenia, Croatia, Austria, and the UK. Our investigations showed that the ring has placed bets of more than 16 million euros, giving a profit of 8.5 million euros. Of this, we have been able to document more than 10 million euros of stake money and about 5.4 million euros net profit from written documents obtained from the betting organizations. We have secured bribe money of more than 2.1 million euros. We assume, however, that this is only the tip of the iceberg.
Well, speaking to CNN exclusively last month, the FIFA General Secretary, Jerome Valcke, described match fixing as a disease that could kill football. And whilst this investigation is the most comprehensive to be carried out so far, there have been other corruption rackets exposed in recent times, like the Italian scandal in 2005-06 that saw champions Juventus and other clubs relegated. There's also investigations currently going on in South Korea and South Africa. So that phrase, the tip of the iceberg, Christy, is probably not too far wrong, sadly.
Yeah, major story. This is a global match-fixing probe. Amanda Davis reporting for us.